That's one of the worst sandwiches in the world.
This one?
Yeah.
It looks pretty bad.
It tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bread.
It looks like a...
It gets heavy bread at the end. Because it was... I started on the end that wasn't
It looks like
bread.
You made it with Amazon purchases.
Are you guys ready? And I asked you this out there. I want to ask again. To take a dump on today's chest.
I'm ready to take a dump on today's chest.
That's what I'm talking about.
Why can't we... I want to do nice things to the
David Goggins, but he keeps talking about dumping on today's chest.
Who's going to take a dump on the chest?
Semper Fi. Who's dumping on the chest?
Who's dumping on the chest?
Who's
you can't take
that?
A big dump on the chest unless you're up early, eating often.
Let me ask you a question.
Fibrous dumps.
Let me ask you a question. Can you dump on a chest if you have no poo?
You can't.
Yeah.
So how do we get the poo in us?
We need fiber and
that's
and
why
you're
going to eat.
We need meals.
God.
God is the poo. God's our shit. And we gotta shit it.
And we eat the...
And never quit.
Inside the cold, hot, the food, eat the hot.
The hot. Dude, every time I read that, I like... Still don't get it.
It's a duty every time. Without fail.
I believe there's people out there who get it, and I don't.
You mean get it like it's a funny joke?
No, get it like... If you say it... If you think about it the right way, it makes sense.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have that gene either.
Yeah.
It's not... Eat the food.
Eat the hot... Hitman hook, car door, car
so
door.
So Ludwig.gun...
Ludwig.gun. Okay,
this is the website that we've been working on for minutes now, and it's basically interactive, buddy, but it's Ludwig, and it's real U.S. healthcare cost to everything that we do to you, but you never die.
You can't die because you can't die. Because you're so powerful.
Because you're ours, and you're ours forever.
I played a game, Zipper, can you look up Crash the Buddy? I think it's called that.
Is it the Crash Dummy one?
It's modern day interactive buddy on mobile that the kids play.
Is it a Dot Onion website?
It's a map.
Is the room color?
Did you guys fuck with Bonzi Buddy? I think I brought this up before, but Bonzi Buddy, he was like malware on a computer.
Oh, yeah.
Bonzi?
We put him in the Bonzi? DS special.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. His name is Bonzi. He was a purple like chimpanzee.
Yeah,
and you could make him do Texas speech, and I used to make him say the most insane shit.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I showed my mom, and she was like, "I don't like this." She thought this was the internet.
All women are queens. I would. I'm going to take a shit on the day.
Yeah, well, that would be positive.
That would be positive.
She would high five me.
She would be fine with
that.
They
should have said that on Rugrats. I would have learned something.
Chucky. Phil's gonna take a dump on the day of the chest of the day.
Oh yeah. So I play this game. It's one of the worst experiences I've ever had playing a video game because it's so inundated with ads that if you kill the buddy, it pops up and it says watch an ad to keep playing.
Dude.
And it costs like something crazy, like $8.99 a month. To have no ads. Yeah. And have like unlimited explosions, which is like crazy.
Premium ad blood.
And so I was pissed off. I played a bunch of other mobile games that had a very similar ad structure. You know, like these ads you have to watch all the way through, then the X pops up, but it doesn't actually pop up. It just pops up where it will be.
It's like trying to watch like the Hurt Locker on 1-2-3 movies. And it's like, there's like seven different triangles to play the movie.
But for that, you're at least getting the Hurt Locker at the end.
I don't know.
You have to, but it's like, it's hard.
And you know what? They're dealing with a lot more difficult problems than us in the Hurt Locker.
In the Hurt Locker?
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
They're basically taking down a much bigger bomb.
Jeremy, I want you to know that Jeremy Renner there weren't real bombs.
There were real bombs on the set of the Hurt Locker. That's what people don't know. Anyway, I met the guy.
Jeremy Renner?
No, I met the guy who puts ads in these shit video games.
What? Why is it just one guy?
John Google.
He works at the company that sells most of them.
Okay.
Mm.
But I met him at this restaurant in San Francisco.
Kelby May.
Yeah, that's our goat. That guy gets Ludwig paid, Brother Bread.
That bro put an ad on your kid.
We call him Brother Bread.
His name's Thomas.
Brother Bread.
And he goes to this Michelin star sushi restaurant that I filmed a video at like weekly. So that's how breaded he is.
Okay.
He's going to the spot weekly. And he's there and he's getting fucked up and he's good friends with the chef and I'm good friends with the chef.
Okay.
Okay. So it's like a rich guy like meetup.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm like, you know, he knows what I do because I'm doing YouTube.
We all know
he's seen you.
And Jackson's chirping about
it. And you're famous.
And
you've seen your body.
I'm like, what do you do? He's like, oh, I sell those ads on those dog shit mobile games. And then he starts to explain the worst experience that I went through the week before.
Whoa.
And I'm like, you son of a bitch.
That's such a weird coincidence.
It
Did you
was...
like meet up with him? Like, was it part of a group? Like, it was you, Lily Pichu, Sidion, and this guy?
This guy came separate.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just came.
Just coincidentally, he was there.
Yeah. And he's like, what's up? I contribute evil to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the chef.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. That's exactly how he phrased
how tall
it, too.
Was he?
5'8", maybe.
Yep.
I was towering.
Zipper yeah. with a yup.
I think I've grown an inch, too. So maybe 5'7".
You think you've grown an inch?
I think I've grown
an
inch.
How would you have grown an inch?
Fucking annoying about
How do you
this.
Think you did that?
I didn't want to bring it up because I knew you were going to be
Why at 28?
Yes, at 28, Aiden.
The ripe age where you grow still.
Do you think that it's unreasonable for us to ask why?
Why do you mean why?
I'm sorry, how? Yeah. How do you think that?
How would you
I'm asking why he thinks it.
These are all dumb questions.
I don't think they're
dumb.
I think
how,
you're normal.
How did you grow?
I think a 28-year-old man
body.
Says, I think I grew
think
an inch.
Traditionally, you wouldn't expect a 28-year-old to be growing
And traditionally,
longer.
The woman didn't hold a job. So are we really holding on to those values?
I don't know.
You know what? That's a good-ass point.
Traditionally, it would be the man who holds a job. Do you believe that, too?
Well, dare I say, I'm conservative about growth.
We want less growth.
I'm socially democratic, but also socially and fiscally. Eat the cold food.
I'm physically conservative because I don't want people to grow.
Physically conservative.
I did grow an inch. I'm telling you. Cause
I don't.
Here's how I found out. Geo's like, I'm 6 foot.
And I'm sitting next to Geo.
Okay, Geo's lying.
Geo's not 6 foot.
I know he's not 6 foot, but I got 2 clean inches on Geo. Not 1 clean inch.
So your judgment for this is based on Geo, who's lying.
No.
Geo's
no, no,
not 6 feet tall.
Do you understand? This is like a cubit in Egyptian culture where this is a measurement.
It's like me meeting like a homeless person who's like, I'm a billionaire. And I'm like, oh, I must be.
Yeah,
I
right.
I must be a trillionaire.
Like what?
Okay, he's not a homeless person in height.
What do you think
height?
Is going on?
I think Geo's a homeless person.
I'm 6'1", and I tower over Geo.
And I think we're the same height.
Aiden palms him like a basketball.
I also think I might be the same height as Aiden, because every time we're on the court, I get every rebound.
Yo, hold on. I got a question.
Locked you down yesterday.
I was leaving the
Locked
office.
Locked me down.
I was arriving to the office. Lovey was leaving the office shirtless. Looked amazing. Greek
All
god.
The time.
Just mm-hmm. a statue.
Ugh.
I was like, is that a no, it's Ludwig.
It's Ludwig.
He goes, as he's driving, guess how many points Aiden got? And then he keeps driving. And I'm like, how many? He's like, ask him. So here I am, Aiden. Here I am in front of you. Mm. I have shit on the chest of the day.
Mm. The chest between the nipples of the day.
The chest is fully pooped on. And here I am with you now to figure out some information.
My stat line was amazing.
Some days you shit on the chest and it has a chest hole and it sits there perfectly.
It's like a Buddha statue.
It's a good day.
This is evil dubbing. It's like he's tall. Other people have the chest hole.
How many points did you score? That's a good question.
In the full game?
Mm-hmm.
I think I had.
Is it zero?
3 or 4 points.
What do you have?
Oh my! We don't even count.
It's like too many
at that point.
It's like at the end.
Is it too many?
I don't know how many he had.
Electric.
He had more than I did.
Electric.
It was a game to 21 that my team won. I had like, I think I had 12 assists.
It's so funny.
Okay.
I ran the floor.
You're the Viper of the
I
team.
I actually am making Aiden get better at the sport of basketball because he actually stopped taking shots against me. He only takes shots if he... Actually, he only takes shots if they switch defenders.
Dude, is this true?
This is true. I'm not feeding the cut, man.
I started the sentence by saying you're getting better.
In the post. In the key. What? My teammate's in the key.
In paint.
I started by saying you're getting better at the game of basketball, and now you're shaking your head at me.
You said I'm getting better, and then immediately flamed me.
I didn't flame you. I said you're making.
You said I'm getting better, and then said I'm not shooting against you. Yeah,
you basically said I'm such a towering, hulking agent of a man, and he's my little bitch, and I mean, and he can't shoot against me. So
I want to say
he stays in his
lane. It's more like I lasered him so much he had to figure it out. That he had to grab me.
No.
So I couldn't
laser him on the court. I'm throwing the equivalent of the Viper wall down A on Bind.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Don't talk to me about this game.
I'm sending on my teammates every time. I'm like, I'm calling the play.
Who? What was the squads?
Rads is being my cut man. Yan's being my cut man.
Stadler's amazing.
Sadler popped off.
People are getting very sweaty at basketball, I'm realizing.
It was on your team. You said you lost.
Oh, we lost the fives. We won the threes. We do like a threes tournament.
Okay.
So, so the big like main long game we played.
I wouldn't even call it the big man. It's four teams of three, and then
lost the
you
big
play
the main.
And I
but the 5v5 game is like the one that matters.
The road
to me,
he
I like the threes
lost
better.
The road game that had the most points.
You lost the road game too.
Is that the one for the dice and the marbles?
I don't think so, because fives is cheese, and everyone knows it.
What the
and
fuck? That's the professional version of the game.
Yeah, but we're so far from it. Like we went
not
to
my
a,
team.
We went to a basketball game after.
Gio would pick, then he'd roll.
Okay.
We went to a basketball game after, and everyone just kept going, damn, there's so much space on the court. Because when we played, it's like there's five men sitting in the paint doing this, and then nobody can shoot from three.
To be fair, their court's also just bigger.
It is bigger, but like I think if they were to play, we would also be thinking, damn.
No one shoots from three because I'm not fucking there.
Were you not there this time?
I was not there this time, but I was shooting from somewhere.
All I'm saying is
I always am practicing.
I don't think you were. Did you practice basketball yesterday?
The day Kobe died, I started shooting hoops every day. I practice threes every day now.
So that was at Genesis.
I don't leave the
it
court.
It was January 22nd,
when
maybe?
Kobe died.
It was a Sunday.
You were at Genesis. I was at the court down the street in San Jose. And I was
you were
bucket,
at Genesis
bucket,
sure.
Bucket, miss, it happens, bucket, and then hit the coffee shop.
This is your day one that you're hitting all these?
Just,
why
feel, they
why,
all feel like
why
my day
did you
one.
Even need to practice then?
Why? Okay, I'm sorry.
So I mean,
like,
if the day you started practicing,
go ahead and explain to me why I need to practice.
It feels like you don't need to practice.
Yeah, let me just be a natural talent like Kobe Bryant.
Why did it take Mamba dying for you to do this?
I don't know. Just my wake-up call. It's like kind of like what awoke the Mamba in me, I feel like, you know?
Like, maybe I would like the Dalai Lama.
It's embarrassing to say.
You're going
to
say like the Dalai Lama.
It's embarrassing. I feel like he may have passed it.
Yeah, okay. So that is embarrassing.
I feel like he may have passed it. I know you're going to make fun of me for that.
Yeah, right.
You're gonna make fun of me for that.
You think that Kobe Bryant passed his power.
It's a thing. It's like, I'm like.
Yeah, okay.
And the thing is, it goes in. That's the thing. And the thing about
I've never seen Kobe Bryant play a game of basketball where he stands at the three line for the whole entire time.
No.
Is that what you do?
He said, do it different. I heard that. I heard do it different.
Said, you know what I did? Do it different. Yeah. Said, but I'm still passing on what I have, but don't do what I
heard. I heard the words, just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, he said, white Mamba, it's your time.
Yeah, he said, you're the white Mamba now. Go on and walk down Aiden. Yeah.
So
I heard it. I don't
know
if he said
that. Is
there
no black Mamba now? Or is he also passing down the black Mamba?
Well
he passed. He passed away.
No. I'm saying like in this universe where he spoke to Nick after passing.
He also said, also do not go on a helicopter.
They are dangerous.
I tried it. It is scary.
Mr. Beast won't do it.
Still?
Yeah.
That's fucking funny because he is like he's been doing a lot of shit. And he's like, I don't want to go out like that.
That means he sees himself as Kobe, which is weird because I clearly became Kobe.
Do you think Mr. Beast is the Kobe Bryant of YouTube?
Nope.
Mm. Discuss.
Yeah, no. Probably.
No.
Who is?
Well, he's, huh?
Who is? Or is
he the Michael Jordan? Somebody smaller. He'd probably be the Michael Jordan of YouTube.
No, okay. Arak is the Kobe Bryant of YouTube.
No.
Okay, he didn't like that one.
I didn't like that Arak. I didn't like that even a little
you
bit.
Like
T-Series is the Kobe Bryant of YouTube.
Maybe PewDiePie.
Who's your guys?
PewDiePie's Kobe?
Derek,
do you guys have a YouTuber you watch that the others of us don't know you watch?
Yeah, a bunch.
Like a lot.
I just started watching Yuto Horigomo.
Okay. Mm.
The skateboarder?
Yeah.
Horigome? Oh.
Horigome, yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
He's beast.
He shows up in a lot of
beast.
Gifted hater videos.
He's,
and then
he's good.
The cops in Japan are like, get out of here, but also like...
Yeah. Cutie's like, you're in your emo phase because all I've been doing is listening to I Miss You by Blink-182 on repeat while playing Valorant.
Dude.
And really? Then watching skating videos.
You're ready to kickflip.
I'm getting ready to kickflip.
How
and then
long
I watch
was that
basketball
stream?
Videos.
He tried for like almost 4 hours.
It was 4 hours.
4 hours?
My body was this whole weekend. Because I was
lopsided,
at the Samsung
right?
event. Huh?
It's lopsided feeling, right? The pain?
No. I'm pained all over. It's equal pain everywhere in my legs.
Isn't it annoying how you can like work out and deadlift fucking 315 and do all this shit, but at the end of the day, if you skateboard too much, it still hurts?
Well, it's just different muscles, and I realized skateboarding is basically jumping for 4 hours, which is a very explosive activity.
Yeah.
And I don't do that.
It fucks your joints up.
But I do think I realized that working out and everything helps in like a sport like basketball or if I were to play another sport.
Mm.
'Cause I wasn't good
sure.
at basketball growing up. Not that I'm great or good now.
You saying that around. If I showed up, I would be electric and I would box out Aiden and I'd give him the Italian stuffing.
The thing is, when Yan has the ball, I'm just like, where are you going, Yan? And he's like, I don't know where I'm going. But when Ludwig has the ball, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
You got the heart-shaped boxers and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
So it's, wait, Yan's really tall.
Yan's an elite role player.
Yan, well,
he's
an elite if we're going for player. Rebound and I'm next to Yan, I'm like,
but
I'm sorry,
never
Yan.
For layup ever.
So that's what basketball sucks, because like you're just locked out if you're too short.
Allen Iverson.
No,
I'm the shortest guy of all of
you're
us.
The Allen Iverson
of
the
none of us are good enough for that to be the case. And Cam is very short and very
Cam
good.
Cam is like playing as Tracer.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
He slides around and
shit. Yeah. And he goes back and you're like, come on, dude.
And he's Adam's, just, oh, actually, Adam's kind of tall.
Yeah, Adam's taller.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is Adam?
Like Punk Crow?
Oh.
Adam?
Listen. Reggae Select, look.
Listen.
I might Sparta this week. I'm pretty sure.
Sparta.
And
you're fighting this week.
If I become different, will you guys still love me?
No.
Okay.
What's different about you?
You kill the man or you don't come back at all, kid.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This is a Ricky Bobby household. Your first,
if I'm not first, I'm last. Yeah. There's only two of us.
Well, yeah, it's actually the case in boxing.
Yeah.
I'm a tough loving father, and you got to win.
I don't think I can win this
sorry,
far.
That's my mama mentality coming
this
out.
Guy has been in
you
real
gotta
fights.
You got to win this, you got to join the family business.
Which is what?
Making YouTube shorts and sucking shits.
Working for videos.com.
Straight off the chest.
Sucking shit straight off the chest.
Smearing the shit of the day onto the chest.
Every time
of the man.
Someone takes a dump on the day, you suck that shit up. It's our day.
No.
Take back the day.
You gotta win.
It's the family business.
You're disrespecting grandmother.
Are you anxious about it?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know what it's like to be punched really hard.
Do you think boxing would be better if it was free for all? Like, say there's eight guys in the ring.
Right. Like WrestleMania.
You guys and Olivia Rodrigo.
And then the stages could be like different. Instead of just
what
square.
If it was like a large stage and in the center of it, they had a bunch of like weapons you could use?
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe if you had like extra coins.
This, is,
okay,
what this if actually there was, is just wrestling.
What if
this
there was
is
like,
WWE.
Actually Battle Royale.
And then there's loot crates.
Yeah.
And yeah, you get like the golden chair.
And then there's an island that appears partway through in season 6, chapter 5.
This is actually Hell in a Cell. This also occurred in the movie Ready to Rumble. But look, there's a lot we can do to combat to make it more interesting. And I think we start now.
I think...
With your spar.
I think bowling could be more interesting.
Dude, yes.
A gun and you can shoot the ball.
Take a look at this.
Uh-huh.
I can take a look at that.
Okay.
That's a Canadian flag.
Take 5 pins out of the game. You only play with five pins.
You keep talking about five.
Five pins.
He's talking about 5 pins.
Small ball.
Okay.
You score it totally differently.
It's crazy how he just is so proud
did
of
they
say
not,
it.
Did they invent this in Canada because they didn't have enough pins?
I don't know. I think
it's because the Canadians couldn't hold the big
dude,
balls.
Dude, I looked this
it's
up.
A lot of
I
fucking
didn't know.
Pins over
it
there.
It is only in Canada. It's the only place. That
yeah,
you could go
hey,
do this.
Take fucking 5 of those pins out. Let's just play that way, huh? And then they did.
And then they used the big balls and they're like,
oh, we can't really score it the same way anymore if we do it with
wait,
just
so
5.
Let's do the smaller ball.
Fuck,
how's it
so
scored?
What if each pin was worth a different amount of points and then...
They're worth different amounts?
Yeah, lovely.
Okay, here's what I thought. You know what bowling has turned into for the iPad and iPhone is Angry Birds.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That is bowling.
Basically bowling. Angry Birds is basically bowling.
Or isn't... Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Fundamentally, that's what it is.
Sure.
Striking objects with another object to knock them down.
No, yes. It's different.
It's fundamentally the same.
This is just so many
games.
No,
it's not the same.
But I wish for a moment you wouldn't fucking shit on my
day. It's a game of verticality.
His day's
what happened up here affects down here. Bowling is horizontal.
But bowling exists on two planes only.
Do you think when you play Angry Birds, the pigs are above you? They're horizontal to
you.
You
got an arc. There's an arc.
Don't look up. It doesn't. It doesn't apply here.
Are there pigs there?
Wait, he told me not to look up.
What the fuck?
Oh, what's this?
Angry Birds 3D.
Is this new Angry Birds?
This looks like at all. Angry
Birds
is
golf.
Topgolf Angry Bird?
Wow.
Golf is bowling.
No.
We should have invented this shit, man.
Angry Birds?
Golf
this looks awful.
The yeah, Angry Birds horrible. Guy is starting the new Epstein Island.
It looks like the Pac-Man Mario Party game.
So, yeah. My thought is take something from Angry Birds, bring it back to bowling.
Okay.
Because they took so much from us.
Right.
Who, us?
Us, the bowlers, the bowlers of America. Of the
world. Okay.
You add like the yellow bird in a bowling ball, and every round you use a different type of ball.
That's swag. So I like that.
The yellow ball, if you press it, it starts going Mach 5.
Okay.
And then you have the bomb bird. So we have, everyone has a bomb round.
So well, you only have like one of these a game or
every,
something?
Yeah, every like every round. Like so first round is red bird because like it's just it's plain old bowling.
Okay.
Then yellow bird. Then you use black bird, which is the bomb.
Okay.
Then you use white bird, which poops out a bomb. But you have to throw it up because it has to poop above it.
This seems too OP.
Because everyone would get 10?
10 pins down.
Yeah, you would need like a fortress and maybe pigs.
What if we had to like
balance the game?
The pins become a tower.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pins are a tower blocking pigs that you have to kill with the things. We could make this.
Yeah, so you just want Angry Birds in real life.
Angry Bird.
I almost think it'd be better if it was on mobile.
Yeah,
because I mean, then you can play it on the train.
You play wherever you want
to
go.
Yeah, because the worst thing about bowling is like, we have to go bowling.
You got
to
go to the damn phone shoes
call.
And stuff.
You know, it's like you got to take the phone call. It's like, you know, you're busy.
The game can pause, on the tablet.
You have drunk both. Bowling.
Drolling.
Order drinks, and then you throw your empty bottles and cans to score.
Onto the court?
Yeah, you throw them at the pins.
I got an improvement to your idea.
Okay.
Drunk bowling, but the only pins you ever have are bottles you finished. And so you can only get points if you finish bottles to place.
Before you even play the game, you have to drink 10.
It's beer.
And in Canada, they only drink 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
even
if you,
though they could toss back fucking 5 more.
Well, you can do 5 more if you needed to.
And you play as many lanes as you can handle.
And that's how many points you can accrue.
That's how many points you can, but you still have to hit them.
You still have to hit them. And that's kind of a good balance. It's like Beerio bowling. And Mario is there.
And Mario's there.
Dude, I ran Shake's pockets.
Dude, I know. On his birthday.
Not the dumb era just continues.
Not only that, I was wearing his shirt.
Yeah.
He's on such an L era.
I know.
Because he missed the half marathon because his shins hurt. He's like dropping fucking deuces in basketball.
Yeah.
Because his shins hurt.
Okay.
So like the ball will come and it'll be like, and then someone will rebound it and it'll be like, my shins.
Yeah, he doesn't want to bounce.
Oh, I felt bad for him. I was wondering why he
really
wasn't
bad.
Jumping.
He
and
was
then
doing
was like,
nothing in the game. And okay. I was like, do you want to sit on the bench? He's like, no.
Was
and
this
like,
yesterday?
Yeah.
He's just injured.
And I went to him. I was like, take a week off.
You told him.
Yeah,
his
he
doctor.
Needs to. He actually
Papa
needs to take
will
a week
make
off.
Fun of you.
He should take a week off. You got to heal.
You missed the action, though. You missed the action.
For bowling?
Dude, it was crazy.
I had the worst game of the past 10 years and the best game of the past 10 years.
He bowled 46 in his first game.
Dude, it
and
was...
And then he bowled...
52?
That's still
and then
not
he bowled 174.
Dude,
wow.
He started throwing strike. It was kind of like the... It was like the flu game.
Did it take one game to realize you're not playing the Canadian version?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
A lot of fucking
like,
pins out there.
Oh, the ball's a bit bigger.
There's way fucking
172's
more.
172's electric.
The real change, I went down in weight in the ball because I kept throwing the heavy ball wide and then I went down like 2 pounds.
What weight were you throwing?
I was throwing 12 and I couldn't throw it on target and then I threw 10.
It was, you know how that there was that old story of the baseball pitcher who he like took LSD and threw a no hitter?
That's hype.
It was kind of like that.
I never heard of this.
Yeah, that happened.
Kurt Schilling.
That is
amazing that he did that.
And then he got LSD.
Ellis. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A no-hitter in 1970.
Don't tell me his last name starts with D. Bro's name is LSD.
No.
No, that's his last name.
It's Doc Ellis. But on the card,
oh,
he's
Doc
listed
Ellis.
As LSD. That's crazy.
Bro.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Are you kidding me, bro?
Whoa. Yeah, that's real. Isn't that cool?
I think he did this for us just now to figure this out.
I always think about this.
What else is there, Doc? What other code is there, dude?
He saw the Matrix.
Dude, that was 53 years ago.
In 1970.
That's crazy.
54 years ago. Bitch.
54 in June.
I can't.
So it was like that.
How do you do that when your brain is melting?
Aiden had his Doc Ellis moment.
So you took LSD and then you bowled a 174.
Yeah, that's what it took.
Did you put money on it?
No, I just...
He was bowling.
Love
the
fucking
game.
It was funny.
I was so close to... I almost double turkeyed.
The way you're
game.
Phrasing it, it makes it sound like he was by himself on his own.
No, he was in my island. It was funny because like me and Shake are weirdly the best bowlers that night of the team. So it really was like the two the two good guys fighting each other, and then Aiden just sneaks up from fucking from the crawl space with a lead pipe and clobbers our scores.
Electric.
Dude. It was so cool.
And my first game was so bad, my average was still like six.
It was a joke. It was
pretty
funny. Joke.
Yeah.
Damn, so Aiden. So what did you bowl? What did you beat him with?
I bowled like a 129 or something.
Yeah,
130?
You bowled like a 130.
That's tough.
I look over at Yan in the middle of all this and I go, bowling's RNG, man. And he looks back, he's like,
that's such a Yan face. Dude, and it's Shake, like, he's just, I knew he would choke. I was just like, all I have to do is play consistent. Uh-huh. Just fucking.
He's got no mental, man.
His mental just cracked. He rolled like a six the first frame, and so did I. I'm like, okay, this is even. Then I hit a spare the next frame, and he's like, I could just see his eyes just melting away.
Oh, you have advantage then, I think. I think it's better to bowl first.
He was bowling first. He actually asked me to slow down. He didn't want to bowl first.
Oh, really?
Because ours was moving a little faster, and he's like, hey, just wait.
Mm. Okay. We have bowling etiquette. You gotta let the person to your left go first.
It was
bowling etiquette.
And you rocked him for $1,000.
He brought it. Dude, the only reason I bring this up a lot is because he pressured me. He's like, $1,000, did you bring it? I'm bringing money. I'm bringing cash. I'm bringing it. And I was like, okay, OG. So I brought $1,000 cash, and so did he.
And then put it in my pocket. Like, I was his mule.
He was my mule. Oh, I put it in his breast pocket.
Yeah.
And well, I said, if
why,
you
why
need
are
it,
weird about it?
I was the mule.
Remember one time I almost asked you to be my mule for $100,000?
Yes. I'm so happy I said no to that.
Why? You're such
because
a
he
pussy.
Would have lost it all.
No.
It was to the scammer.
I would have.
He would have lost it.
I would have lost it.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
So good thing I said no.
Damn. Giving
so,
it to,
still a pussy.
Walking in a bikini. Walking in a bikini bottom with 100 bands.
Mm-hmm. I go straight to Sandy's house.
Sure, a good time. Really
sure, a good time.
I did something that could have been cringe yesterday. I met this guy at the Samsung event. Because the Samsung event was 40 creators from around the world and like four people from the Czech Republic.
Okay.
And the only thing I know about the Czech Republic is Shake Drizzle.
Shake Drizzle's from the Czech Republic.
And so,
DACA.
You know, I talked to them. We're,
it's like,
you know
me too,
out.
Shake Drizzle.
And so I'm like, hey, yeah, I have this friend, Matus. Shake Drizzle, he's from the Czech Republic. And then the guy's like, cool. Night goes on. He's like, oh, I'm going to LA for a week. Any things I should do? I'm like, making shit up. I'm like, I don't know. Going on a hike, go to the beach.
You got to go to the Getty.
And then he's like, yo, yeah, I like basketball. I think I'm going to go to a game. And at this point, I have a suite to the Lakers game. And I'm like, come through.
Yeah.
Just run it. And my theory was, you know, Shake was gone. Maybe these guys get along.
Yeah.
But this is just because they're both happening.
They're both from the Czech.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's their only, which could be horrible, right? It could go bad. I didn't even know how Czech Shake was.
They walk in, Shake's like, dude, they're from the left side.
Yeah.
Dude, no, I'm from the right side.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. Once you cross the Dunkin' Donuts,
yeah, dude, it's bad.
In severe nosenk, you don't fuck with those guys.
I don't know enough about Eastern European history, but I know enough to be worried.
No, if you're from the thing about Eastern Bloc countries is that if you're from the same one, it's like fuck yeah, dude.
Roll they, together, man.
Because some of them used to be together.
They
and
went
then,
through. If the
and
guy was
they,
Bosnian, it's
well,
way fucking different.
There was a period where it was Chechnya, which was a larger area than what is the modern day Czech Republic.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
The
now.
Area that was formerly Chechnya could have beef, but I don't think they'd consider themselves Czech.
Yeah, it's also 2024. Did Shake show up?
Shake shows up.
Okay.
Immediately, they start speaking perfect Czech.
Whoa.
I didn't realize how good Shake was.
That's so
he was
sick.
Rolling it.
That's beast.
He would just keep, because the guy, his name was Jacob, and then Shake was like, ah, Jakub? And I was like, no, I've been fucking it this whole time.
And they bonded?
They got along handsomely, yeah. Except for one fatal flaw, which was Jakub didn't drink beer.
Oh, sorry.
Which is the least Czech thing about
which
him.
Which sounds like a buff.
It's not, well, it, not because he doesn't drink at all, just because he doesn't like it.
Okay.
Which is just not a Czech thing. You can't.
Really?
It's just wrong.
And you learned this.
Did you ever have a friend that did like a study abroad in Prague and then they came back and you're like, you did no studying. You zero studying.
Yeah.
And all you did was drink beer and do drugs the entire
like
time.
Every week.
That's every person.
Everyone in Czech.
Yeah.
Every Czech person does that. They're all alcoholics.
Okay.
Mm, yummy, yummy.
That's kind of fun.
It's fun. I had him try one Bud Light. He took a sip and he went, no. And then he gave it to me.
So was Matus like, oh, this guy doesn't fucking drink. You got to get him out of the box.
No, he was vibing.
Take him out of the box.
He was vibing because they both like hockey. They were talking about hockey. Uh-huh. I don't know what they're fucking talking about. They're talking in Czech. They could have been talking shit the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, what about you? What was really funny is there, we're at the end of the day, we're exiting the building. There's a big group of us, and out the like side entrance, John Mulaney and Aaron Paul were at the game.
What?
And we knew they were there because they got popped up on the screen at some point, right? And they're leaving like through the gate that is like right next to us. So we're probably like 10 feet away from John Mulaney and Aaron Paul, who are getting mobbed by a small group of people for like photos and shit. And there's like this big group. Everybody wants their photo. Everybody wants to say hi. And then one person in the crowd turns around and says, "Hey, Ludwig!" And then turns back to John Mulaney.
Let's go!
And we just keep walking.
Yeah. John's signing whatever. He's like, they name a fucking kid that?
You got fucking celebrity mugged.
I got one guy, and it took zero cocaine to get there. So I feel good
about
it.
Let's go!
Wow. I feel good about it. I feel strong.
Also, yeah, I was watching, me and Josh were watching Liam's reacting to the world record. He's a Mario speedrunner. And he leaks his video algorithm, his YouTube algorithm, and it's like 50% Ludwig. It was really funny. And he shows this on stream, and everybody just starts roasting him. And he's like, I don't watch, like I just put it on. Like, I play RuneScape, and I just put it on. It's like, it's good, like, he was, like, trying to defend himself. It was very cute. Because I'm like, dubbing. Oh, you like dubbing.
You like dubbing.
And it's kid, man.
Dubbing, you got dubbing, your visa, dubbing. Man. It's fun, man.
Hey, why do you think that it's people like Liam would feel, like, too cool to, like, dub in?
Well, Liam seems above, like, being a streamer at times, right?
Yeah.
And being a YouTuber.
Like me.
So it's funny that he watches what is, like, maybe more traditional gaming YouTube.
So everyone's capping.
Everyone's capping.
Maybe Ludwig just serves
like,
it up right.
Like, everyone who thinks they're above it, actually, low-key, they look up to all these, they're heroes. In this
I do chef it up good.
You I chef like it up, that.
I watch your videos.
I chef it up good, and I also have two different types. I have the fucking...
The angle and the devil.
I have the sativa of Mogul Mail and the indica of the main channel. And so it's something for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
If you like a chill high, you just kind of want to get the news.
He was watching a lot of Charlie as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, it's just, it was so cute, bro. I was like, he likes dubbing.
It's very, I mean, Liam, I'm for sure, like, it's clear that he watched a lot of streamers, YouTubers.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, based on watching his older shit, which is cool. But now he definitely has adopted his own personality, which is being cool. Too cool for school.
Do you think Clint Stevens will go bald?
No.
No, his hair is actually pretty snatched. It's also reddish, and I think redheads don't go bald.
How
you have
old?
Thicker hair follicles, you have healthier hair.
But more sensitive to pain.
No, more resistance to pain. And Green said that yesterday.
He said more sensitive to pain.
No, he said more resistant.
Stop saying no at me, Zipper.
He's the guy that listens.
Zipper, I don't listen to what Hank says. I hear it.
How old is Clint Stevens?
I don't know. I don't think 42? It's public.
Mm. 42. Clint Stevens is a fucking, he's getting prostate exams. That's how old he is.
Oh, wow. He doesn't look it, but yeah. Clint Stevens is
you can,
old.
You can actually spot shit. Him in old episodes of Vlogbrothers. It's just Clint Stevens
Clint
in the background.
Stevens
I don't
there.
Think I've
work.
Ever seen a full body photo of Clint Stevens.
Oh, there it is. He's 30?
Yo.
Really?
Yikes. Fucked, Clint.
Oh, it's his birthday, literally.
That can't.
You should text him.
I feel
three
like
days
I'm being
ago.
Tricked.
That's Shake Drizzle's birthday.
19th?
Yeah.
Oh, he also told me you forgot his birthday.
Dude, I didn't forget.
Which is so fucked up.
I didn't say anything about it.
Because that was like the one thing he was like, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution, remember everyone's birthday. And then the first one that comes up, he just forgets. And it's Shake.
Also funny, what you said is worse, by the way. It's like, I didn't forget. I just didn't say anything to him.
Yeah.
That's worse than
that
forgetting.
That is worse.
It's not worse.
It's remembering and then not wanting to
no,
say anything.
You should just have forgotten.
Maybe as a reason. Maybe Shake's wronged him.
Maybe that's it.
Did Shake wrong you?
No.
What did he do?
I got him a really nice Christmas birthday present.
Ugh, you cheated. Christmas birthday?
Well, I didn't give it to him until like a week ago.
What'd you get him?
It was a plaque that
it was
says,
nice.
The
I benched 225.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
What'd nice. You get him? You got him minus 1,000. Don't
I
go.
I stay on brand.
That's bad. It's a bad gift.
What was I supposed to do? Throw?
He built some character.
No, I'm saying get a gift and then also take a wreck.
The promise I made to him is I was going to gamble it in Vegas. And if I run that shit up, you know he gets a piece.
Mm.
That's tight.
So
I like, Myung was at the Samsung thing, and on the way, she was going to Vegas, and I was like, put $1,000 on black.
Yeah?
She's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, do it. Put $1,000 on black. She's like, I don't really gamble. Like
just
I'm like,
do
it.
Do
the thing.
Do it.
Fucking hits.
Let's go.
Now she loves gambling.
Now she loves gambling. Yeah. And it only goes up from here.
That's all it takes.
She found the diamonds early, but there's even more diamonds.
Yeah. She found the diamonds early. Yeah. She's like, I bet there's more if I keep going.
We do never talk about what happens when you get the diamonds.
You get more diamonds.
Okay.
You
there's have always to. More diamonds.
Well, that was the old train wreck fucking thing when he'd win. He's like, don't get it twisted. And he's like, if you are fucking unlucky enough to win early, you are fucked. You are fucked, baby boy. And he's talking about like, yeah, you'll just like gambling because you win early.
It's too.
If you're lucky, you'll lose everything right away.
Both tunnels are people getting diamonds, but one guy gets it immediately and one guy's close to it. Just, all tunnels are kind of different. But they all have diamonds in them.
Leaving the tunnel is the best thing to do, but it's nice in there. Mm, they got free drinks in the tunnel.
Did you guys see the Valkyrie tweet?
The one with Samsung? One?
What the fuck happened?
Zipper, can you pull us up? I can talk about this on the Primo because we're behind closed doors.
This is where we talk about, you know, how the fat, the waxing.
The waxing.
We're talking about the waxing.
This is some industry stuff,
this
guys.
Is like,
welcome, sit down with the Fireside Chat.
This is inside information. So Pokimane didn't take the vaccine.
She hated it.
She hated it.
This was 2021.
And we're not talking about the COVID vaccine either. We're talking about malaria.
Measles. Malaria kills most people in the world, and Pokimane is like, good.
She gets chickenpox once a year.
What is that one?
She's had shingles 11 times.
So Ray tweeted this out. It was a quote retweet of Samsung Electronics that says, Galaxy AI is here. Valkyrie joining the Galaxy Unpacked event.
That's a lovely picture of her.
Unpacked. Unpacked is like their announcement of their new phone and device.
And that's not Valkyrie.
Yes, to which she points out, that's not me. And then what Samsung did to try to quiet this story down is block her on Twitter.
So funny.
That makes sense.
That's actually so beast.
Because if you block her, you don't see the messages.
It's so true.
Dude,
it's so true, Nick.
Oh my God. Who
wait,
Samsung
actually,
was like, this is the right decision.
This, it could be. Imagine you're the young person who's made a mistake at the company who manages the social media. You have old bosses who don't understand social media. So you simply block the account with the negative feedback and be like, see, there's nothing there.
And you go and you say, oh, it looks like this account has blocked us.
Yeah,
weird.
I would love to know what happened there.
They deleted the tweet, Zipper, but Ray tweeted it out still. Oh, hello. We sincerely apologize. Oh, I didn't see this one. Ray's tweet goes mega viral, gets 12 million views. Samsung apologizes.
Jesus.
We would never block you on purpose. I've tripped into a couple blocks. I'm with you, Samsung.
Never.
I'm with you. Thank you so much for the check. I'm with you.
You cannot trip into a block.
No, I'm with you, Samsung. I've tripped into a block many times.
So wait, what do you know about this that you can say?
The person.
Oh, the other Valkyrie.
I met the other Valkyrie. Her name's Linda.
Yeah, but you didn't meet the social media person.
No, I met the person who was in the picture who's claimed to be Valkyrie. Linda's her name.
Mm-hmm.
She's from the Czech Republic.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Why are there so many people from the Czech Republic at this event?
She works at Samsung,
which is famously a Czech company.
She works at Samsung. What? We don't know who posted the tweet.
Well, we do, actually. She told me. But she works at Samsung at the Czech department. Samsung's a big company, right? So they're in basically like every goddamn country.
Yeah.
What I found out is that every country has the president be someone from the Korean branch. They like ship them out to the Czech Republic and they make them the president for 2 to 3 years.
What?
And they do a crash course on Czech. And they're the people who run the company.
That's so interesting.
And they only want the people in power to be people from Korea.
Can we get Shane Drizzle in that hoe?
We could get him, but he wouldn't be able
to
be president.
He's not Korean.
Hold on. What? How did a Samsung employee post a tweet about a Samsung employee thinking it's Valkyrie?
So, like, this is the Samsung Electronics, I think, is attached to, like, the Korean branch of it, is what she was telling me. Mm. And they were just taking pictures of people walking into the event. And they just took her picture, and that's it.
Okay.
They didn't like, hey, we're going to post this. They just took her pic.
And then someone was like, oh, that's that one person.
Yeah, someone from the Korean side was like,
I think
that's
this is
that
Connery's
one influencer. And then ripped a tweet.
Oh,
and
man.
Then I was like, damn. And she's like, yeah, you're the first person to ask me about this.
Oh.
Because she was at like the Unpacked event and the event we were at, because again, she's a Samsung employee. I'm like, did everyone talk to you at Samsung? Like, did anyone come up to you? She's like, no.
Wow.
No
wow.
one said a word to her.
That's so interesting.
Which is so weird.
Yeah.
Dude, well, let's get Shake and this person talking. mm-hmm. just to see if they click. Other thing, I want Shake to be running Samsung Czech Republic.
That doesn't work. He's not Korean.
I want it. Can't you give it to me with your money?
If Shake goes out of the country and becomes a multi-billionaire, we all win.
Have you seen Code Geass?
No.
We watched it together.
In it, the Lelouch family only makes people from the Lelouch family be the leaders of the whole world because they have world domination.
That's like a common thing in history itself.
That's what Samsung's doing.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So funny.
That's like kings and...
No, this is only an anime, I think.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know how King Louis was like the ninth one?
King Louis.
From France.
Oh, French. King Louis.
Look. Yeah. Look, he was showing people his penis. I don't know if he's a king.
But it's different because the Lelouch family had world domination, so they were leading countries that did not want to be led.
Okay. And Samsung has domination of Korea.
This is just what the British Empire was.
Yeah, but they're dominant. Oh, maybe it is.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes. He gets there.
Britain.
This happened.
I don't know if it was based off
the sun never sets on it.
Oh, it was called, now that you mention it, Britannian Imperial Family.
In the anime?
Yeah.
That is so funny.
I was like, we watched this a while ago, but I'm pretty sure the whole thing is that Britain takes over the world.
Yeah. Okay. They get world domination.
The country of Britain that exists in the real world. You know the like British Empire and how much control they had of everything?
Yes.
Code Geass plays out as if they continued to do so and became like omnipresent.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. And then it's a story of specifically a group of Japanese rebellions.
Logan basically found out about trees from Minecraft.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening right now.
It turns out anime is real life.
Mm. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes we borrow things from real life.
And the yum yum fruit is...
makes you happy now.
Yum yum fruit.
I wish there was a real...
Is there a domination domination fruit?
The domo domo fruit.
And you eat it, and then you have people from India fighting in the World War II?
It would actually be the thank you fruit at that point, so...
Well, we didn't thank them very much, did we?
Very gracious.
No.
It was bad.
We just sent them in.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so who was the YouTuber that you watch that none of us know you watch? Again?
It was Japanese name?
Oh, Yuto?
I've been watching a lot of Yuto.
All right, skateboard.
I've been watching a lot of basketball videos.
I watched a vegetable tier list yesterday night, though.
So. Jesus.
From vegetable?
From who?
I don't know. It's just some guy who does, he tier lists foods.
What one?
I forget.
How it's do you forget?
Asmon Gold.
Why the fuck did he watch it?
Why did I watch it?
You don't remember it.
It was a 30-minute video.
It's an important video about vegetables, and you're not remembering it?
What was top tier?
The branding was like a disembodied voice and just a guy, and he did one for meat, and he did one for veggies.
It just, look, if you're going to watch a video like that, fucking come with an answer for me.
What the fuck
are
you talking
about? Remember what
the S tier is. I do remember the S tier.
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know what the guy's name is.
No, I'm asking for what the tier of the vegetable
is. That is not what you asked.
I said, what one?
Which, I thought you meant which YouTuber.
Oh, it's a communication gap. Which one versus what one? W-O-N, one O-N-E.
Oh,
I thought you meant which YouTuber.
You guys don't have to bark at each other. You guys are on the same page.
No.
Kale, broccoli, sweet potatoes, fucking mustard greens. These are all in the S. You can see it right here. Chili peppers, surprising one. D is an interesting tier. It's still good for you. It just really doesn't have anything in it.
Wait. Eggplant is not D.
It is. They are based on their macro and micronutrient profile.
Oh, that's
kill
it?
Yourself.
Oh, okay.
I'm shocked. Eggplant
you can
is
make pasta out of eggplant.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's great.
So I understand what you're saying.
I get you. This is sick.
But
I'm about that.
You like an eggplant reduction pasta?
No, I hear you.
It's a great tier list. It's so boring. I fell asleep and I rewatched it. But it gave me a lot of information on which vegetables are good.
I just looked through, and outside of basketball and skateboarding, it's a lot of Lily Peachy Valorant.
Really?
Wow. Dude, you're hate watching.
I don't like to call it that, but I am.
What do you have against her?
She's a bitch.
Sure.
Right?
And what makes you
feel... I feel like we're glazing over that.
What makes you feel like she's
a
bitch?
Why don't you speak to it more then?
You don't think she's a bitch?
I don't. I think she's really
you met her.
Nice.
You met her.
You don't think she's an evil serpent person? You don't think that's
super normal?
You don't see
I think
like a normal.
She's
normal
not
guy.
Normal. I think she has serpent words that are masked by a high pitched, cute voice.
Do you think that all women have to mask who they really are because that's how we treat them?
I think Dream does. And
I don't like
man.
Thinking about women. It's not my place.
Except one woman, right?
God.
Yep.
It's the only woman I think about.
God and her giant breasts that I take a dump on.
Why are you saying a double?
Well, that's
God's
why you want to made a sexual.
Yeah. The breast of the day.
You made God sexual. You made God sexual.
Is God not all things?
No. Well, God is not all things. Actually, no, God's not a weapon.
God is a weapon.
Oh, God's a weapon.
God's not Hitler.
God is Hitler. That's actually one of the beautiful things about the Catholic Church.
See?
Describe its beauty to me.
What?
They believe God is Hitler.
I see.
And to anyone who's Catholic watching, I know what I'm talking about.
If Hitler died and is in eternity right now, he is closer to God than we are. Think about that.
No, I think hell's lower.
Hell's lower. Hell's down there. Plane. We're up here.
Because we all say down there. Because
heaven's
there.
That way.
God knows about Hitler more than he knows about us.
For sure.
Because he's been around
but
longer.
He knows about everyone equally, so I guess it's just because like,
they go to the same local.
Well, God doesn't have any video essays about us, you know?
Hitler's Wikipedia is insanely long.
He does. He made the Bible. He made the Bible.
The Bible's like the first video essay.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish they would vlog it.
The Vlogbrothers, but the Bible. Do you think Hank Green likes us?
I think Hank Green likes us, yeah. I think he said yes because he liked me.
Okay.
And I think he left liking you. I think he doesn't fuck with Nick.
What?
Why the ankle break? Yeah. It makes sense.
Why you gotta break my ankles like that? Why you gotta look at him and say to me?
I was just talking to him about it, something.
About how he doesn't fuck with you.
It's not true.
I think Hank Green, when we were leaving, he did before Nick came because we were all near the fridge. And he was like, fuck, dude, that guy fucking sucks. Hey!
Right.
Yeah.
Brother?
He must have been talking about like Zipper.
No, Zipper was in there.
Zipper was in there, and he really liked Zipper.
That. I think I was in there.
You were fiddling with a camera.
That's what I'm always doing when you aren't looking.
You had lenses.
I was going, sensor.
Oh, is that 100 millimeter?
This way, it's also a camera.
100 millimeter fisheye?
You were doing that shit.
Megapixel.
That you always do. You're talking about the megapixels. Hank Green.
If I of in the lens, will it out the...
And he said that.
So I... Right after our podcast, I did William Osment's podcast.
Yeah.
And I thought of, I was like, you guys ever seen the who's getting the best head image with Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yeah.
None of them had seen it before.
And I was
like,
who else is on it?
And I was like, it's a backyard scientist and Alan Pan. I was like, bring it up, computer. And they brought up the image. And they're like, oh, wow, okay, well. And they start breaking down for the first time.
Yeah,
which is beautiful.
Wow.
And I immediately went, oh, my God, this is what I should have showed Hank Green.
Yeah.
And I called Slam, and I was trying to lab what's the perfect image to put in this quiz.
Yeah, and that was what you put in, and I saw it, and I was like, this is great.
And it just should have been that image, yeah, and I felt so dumb.
It is a discussion point.
And then next week on Hank Green's TikTok, it's like, hello, which one of the chipmunks is getting the best head?
And like answers
hey,
it.
Hey, John.
Science.
Hey, John, so the three chipmunks.
And it's like, well, Simon's the tallest, and tall people have, like, weirder penises. So he's probably busting better. I don't know.
Yeah, they had some interesting answers
for that. Was Niall Redd there?
They did call him, but he was not there.
I love Niall Redd.
He sounds like he does in the videos on the phone.
I think it's just his voice.
I know. That's the best part.
He's like one of the best YouTubers
ever.
He's like,
have you seen the video?
Chemistry YouTuber.
Have you gotten fed the video on your timeline? That's like, I made purple gold.
No,
that's good.
No one's.
I watched a purple gold one. He makes like a 2-hour video about some chemistry experiment that he's working on.
I genuinely do not fuck with chemistry. It scares me. That was not a bit, and that was not a joke.
I don't know.
During the episode,
what are you scared of? Like mustard gas?
No, I don't like the idea of the atoms.
They do an advice show for their Patreon too.
Fuck them.
It's not specifically atoms. It's just chemicals.
That's what chemistry is, you dumb bastard.
Well, everything's atoms.
I know. I hate it.
Okay.
Well, that's
all right.
And when I have to think about the interactions of electrons and protons,
why are you so scared all the time?
I'm not scared all the time.
You
this
are
is one of my big fears.
Atoms are everywhere, so you're scared all the time.
I don't like how they don't touch. I don't like it.
He doesn't like how they don't touch.
I don't. Freak you the
you
fuck out?
You need to go to a doctor.
Not really?
No.
You need to go to a doctor.
You know why it doesn't freak me out? Because we can still touch.
Oh my God, but we're not actually touching.
Every time we touch, I get this feeling.
Touch.
Dudge.
Do you feel it?
Yeah.
We touch then.
But it says.
If I were to jerk you off right now and,
yeah, but science
and
also
make you cum your little brain off, you wouldn't go, oh fuck, you never touched me.
You would say, I've been touched for the first time.
Yeah, you would. I would assure you, you'd be like, "Oh yeah, he touched me."
Maybe the only thing that can fix me is a prostate orgasm. The atoms inside molecules are definitely touching.
Oh. Wow, you okay? Cool, you're not scared anymore.
I'm fine now.
Yeah. Vanderwalls.
That's how it used to work when I was a kid. I'd just read a fact, even if it wasn't like verified. Like actually, everything's okay. I'd be like,
that's how we're
listening. Now, all right, back to Urzikstan. Let's get these dubs.
Let's go to High Rise, baby.
They have also an advice show on their Patreon, and they have way worse questions than us.
No shit.
Worst time questions?
Well, we kind of pick... Well, I guess you guys read them all the time.
No, they're curating.
Yeah.
We got...
What the fuck?
It's worse than ours by a lot.
What are theirs?
It's just like... Like, the only thing in the question is like, what do I do after school? There's no other details.
We had insane...
And they read it, they're like, what do I do after school?
Dude, you guys answered the question. Because I picked them this week, right?
Yeah.
And
they were crazy.
The brief summary is a little Patreon tier 2 teaser for all you people paying $5 a month right now, what you're missing out on, is this person's question was basically, my professor is pressuring me to do drugs with them during sessions together, and I need to stay in their good graces so that
because I need their job
so that my career progresses.
It wasn't even like like fun drugs. It was like a mystery.
Dude,
pill.
It was a pill
that they don't
that
know.
The professor would not tell them what it is, but was making them take it.
It was like a movie.
The only problem with the advice show in general right now is like the questions have actually started to get better, but I've realized that it also means that they're harder to answer.
Our expertise is not covering that.
No.
But we can offer a perspective.
Yeah.
And it says, fun. Have you tried talking to her?
I would steal the drug and then take it.
Yeah, I'd probably do one of these. Oh, this is so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about that. I thought about that too, but then the professor's like probably obsessive and is like, show me your mouth now.
I would take the drug and you take it by yourself and you see how it feels. And then you do it every day for a month until you build up a resistance.
Yeah.
This is basically what they said they want to do.
And you make sure you drive.
Which we said don't do.
And then when you do the drug finally, it won't even phase you.
They were saying they were trying to optimize taking it sometime and taking it not other time. And like... just deal with it for the longest amount of time possible. And I'm like, don't do that.
Secretly record and get them fired.
Did you see Kyle's message in the Discord today? He said, had a dream where Nick Yingling was on no mode. And I got so mad, I told him to kill himself. And he actually did. And I woke up truly, fully believing I had killed Yingling last night.
That'd
that's
be so
sad. That is awful.
That's Kyle. And imagine Kyle just waking up and be like, oh God.
Time to eat my vegan burger.
Time to drink my bubble-less soda and apologize to Yingling's family.
Poor Yingo.
I think he's the most resilient. I don't think we ever have to worry about that.
I had a dream about Shake Drizzle.
Oh yeah?
And his fearlessness. I'm at a cove and there's levels of like... of diving boards that you jump off of. And at the highest level, it's like 100 feet up in the air. And we're talking about like how it'd be insane to fucking do that. For some reason, this cove is attached to like a mall, basically. And there's like people chilling around it and stuff. And Shake Drizzle hears this and he walks straight to the top and like Minecraft Steve walks off of it.
That's my goat.
And then comes out unscathed. So that's my subconscious view of him.
I think we're
making fun of him too much.
I think he could get that done.
Nope.
I don't think he could. And I like Shake. I actually found out that on his birthday, after I took $1,000 from him in a competition in front
of
all of our friends,
out of his money,
his own shirt that I have, I realized, because he was saying he's like, he's been having anxiety lately, and he's like, yeah, I thought I had MS for a while. And I was like, dude, I thought I had MS. Like, everyone, anxious guys and people have an MS phase.
What's MS?
Multiple sclerosis, and it's like a neurological disorder that will kill you, and it's scary. Oh. Acuities thought she'd had it. I've talked to her about it.
I see.
And it's like, it's just, you get scared. Mm. And he's like, dude, I was going through this. And I'm like, we're the same, actually. Come here, Shake the Drizzle.
Oh, man.
I think I got TS, that shit.
Okay.
Nothing. Any questions?
Yeah.
I open the floor now.
Teacher resigned.
If there's no questions,
he's
you may
putting it on the day's chest right now.
Is it deadly?
Yeah, for some.
What's someone you watch that we don't know? You never answered.
I am obsessed with the YouTuber right now, Mr. Who's the Boss?
No. Oh,
dude, I've watched
that
guy.
Which I knew you guys would all know.
I've watched that guy for like like reviews on electronics.
I love it.
I think he's terrible.
I love it.
Yeah, he's...
Because it's just like,
it's ridiculous.
Here's a water bottle that you can call yourself with. And I'm like, that's awful.
And, but then he'll like, he'll have a whole new setup to shoot himself. Yeah. He's like wearing a white tuxedo. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck's going on?
I'm obsessed with him. I think he's the greatest guy on earth.
Yeah, he kind of leans into it. He's doing what Marques Brownlee can't.
You know he competed in chess for England?
That's crazy. That's,
I know. I watched so much of his videos.
You know a lot.
It's beast.
You know about his old bands and shit. His earlier projects, B sides.
At chess?
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't. I couldn't figure it out.
It's like I can take you down yet?
No.
Like in physically?
Chess. Chems.
No. No.
I thought he was like 1,000, pussy boy.
He's better than his rank.
My
rank's 1,300 right now.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, he's as good as his rank.
I can't beat you, man.
The last time I watched you, you were like 1,100. I'm like, you're way better than that.
I'm 1,400.
Wait, you just said you were 1,300.
You did.
Yeah, but I play like a 1,400.
So you agree with me?
Yeah, but you, when I said 1,300, said I am my rating, which I was taken aback by.
I see.
Because I took down Shake Drizzle when he hit 1,400. Swiftly.
In that one day.
Swiftly.
That didn't count.
I believe you're 1,400. I believe that.
I'm 1,500.
I believe that.
I don't like this.
Once you get past 1,500, you can't you can't pin the knight anymore on Kara Khan. You can't just take it. That's what they say.
Slime played a really good game he sent me.
Normally, you like that shit?
Normally when Slime sends me a game, he's like, look how good I did. I'm like, how many moves were in the game? And he's like, 10.
Yeah, I forgot that the more moves, the harder the game gets. But then
this time, he played like a 27-move game that he played like at like 98%.
Yeah, I was there. We go.
And then I watched it, and I mean, his opponent blundered, but not that he found some hard moves.
Found there some hard moves.
You're busting down.
I'll fucking kill you. You still play a lot? I'll kill you, bitch.
Why?
Dude, I sent him a screenshot.
Dude, that was fucked up.
I check his profile all the time. Because he sent me recently, he's like, I hit 800. I'm like, all of us. I'm like, beast. And I went to his profile again, and he has a red carpet all the way down.
Only at 760 now.
And I was just like, oof.
Yeah, you just said, wow, and a screenshot of my red carpet. And I was like, okay, rude.
Dude.
Wow. Didn't know we were doing this. I'll play at night, and if I don't have complete focus, like, literally Josh will say, like, to me, and I'll lose focus and lose the game.
Wow. That's tough.
I need to focus so hard to win a chess.
We should purposely try to yell around you and stuff, see if you can push through it.
I want you to get there.
Get where?
To, like, 1,300. I want you to beat me.
I would love to beat you, Ludwig. I would love to defeat you and kill you so much.
You guys should play once a month. One game.
Down.
No rematch.
I'll play one game a month, and then that's your only chance to beat me. And every time I'll say hurtful things when I win.
Interesting. You know how easy it is to cheat at chess?
If you cheat to get your win, it won't feel like much.
Yeah, but then I make a video about it. I cheated to beat Dubbin.
How many times have you done this?
This is a good idea.
No, you wouldn't cheat.
I've to done video, it many times, and it's always great.
It's always great. It's always fun and cool.
It always gets the clicks.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that you're in your dub era, and I think you want to see how long it can last.
Are you winning a lot?
He's
besides against Shake Drizzle?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you forgot about a man known as the Crimson fucking Blur.
You forget?
Who got his shit diced?
Is it because I buried him?
Is it because we forgot about him as a
Crimson
human?
Crimson Blur. Hot Dog Harold. Graves.
You like that one. Every time a Sheik player sees an ICES player get beat, they're like, he must be brilliant. What's the secret? What has he done?
That's why I play Fox.
Oh, Toph said congratulations on hitting Grandmaster. He's very impressed.
Hey.
Oh, because you hung out with Toph.
We did a short episode of the Reeds.
No way!
Well, I was in San Fran.
Clocking in the old stomping grounds?
Yeah.
Wow, showing up to the old high school.
Showing up to the
old high
school.
Coming on the walls again.
Coming all over them walls.
I didn't come on the walls.
Putting
ever.
Your butt on the locker.
In fact,
making
I don't
a butt print.
Have you guys ever jerked off in your high school?
No, never once.
No.
I
jerked off at my job at Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, you told me about
Snapchat.
That.
Oh, this is a classic.
But I never jerked off at my high school.
I didn't jerk off at BTS because I respected it too much.
I never
much.
Jerked off at a job or school.
Did you ever jerk off in college?
In the school?
In the school.
Oh. Not in the class, but like in a public maybe bathroom.
In class in front of everyone?
No. Maybe like in my own bathroom. Space to jerk
maybe
off.
Like a public bathroom.
And to be clear, I'm not above any of this. I just haven't done it.
I think I am.
Have you sat in the back of a classroom and jerked off like in your, like jerked your shit? Like until you came up.
We do know someone who has.
No. Yeah. Yes,
we
do.
We do know someone who's done this.
Who's jerked their shit?
Archie, blur this in the primo.
He jerked his shit?
He jerked his shit.
Not only his shit, but during Schindler's List.
What?
Yeah, in high school.
In high school?
Yeah.
It was playing during class and he jerked his shit?
Yeah. In front of people?
Well, he was
in the
behind
back of
everyone.
A classroom when the lights are off for the movie.
Well, at what point?
Probably during the movie.
Dude, that's just, I feel like the whole
when the
movie
list came up
is just.
There's probably not a point, like, you know.
I'm sure it wasn't, look, it wasn't the movie that got him going.
Oh, okay.
It was
that's
being
good.
In the dark.
That's good.
But, like, okay, being a freak.
You know those, be dark.
You know those websites for, like, when you should go to the bathroom if you're watching in the theaters?
It's called Run Pee.
Now, jerk pee. It's when you
run jerk.
It's when you want to jerk. Jerk pee is when you want to jerk off during a movie and it tells you the best time to do it.
But you're pretending you're peeing.
Yes. So,
and it's you don't leave. It you tells leave. You the most erotic
yes,
point of the movie.
Yeah.
And it's for every movie. So some movies
every movie.
Are harder than others.
And the person who's monitoring the website's like the emoji movie, they're like, oh.
When eggplant emoji and peach emoji are both on the screen,
you
gotta make it work.
You can like maybe get it done.
You're a smart ass guy, Ludwig.
I'm getting there.
You know that?
I'm getting there.
I think about that.
It's day by day. I'm growing inches
jerk
too.
Dot movie.
Jerk me off dot movie.
Jerking my penis dot com. And it's a website for porn.
That's now.
That's right. That's right
X
to the
videos.
Point. Right to the point.
X videos.
www.website dot penis dot. Sex.
Nick got mad at me because we started filming because I was like
one porn site and he gets like, all mad.
No, I was like, oh, this is my new video on X. And I'm like roasting the Mr. Beast tweet and I'm like with Ludwig, like, this is my new X video. Videos on X only. And then Nick starts filming and then I look at the camera and go, X videos. That's where you go. Find
I
X
think
videos.
It's chill because of Twitter.
What? Because X videos is just, it's going to read, the AI bot's going to get xvideos.com, know it's porn, and then demonetize
it's
it.
It's not worth
or
it.
Or it's going to think it's videos
the
on X.
The algorithm hates us because of Peter's glizzy slurp.
What?
Oh, don't, Zipper.
What is he looking up? I can't read it.
I don't
want to
porn
eyes.
Out with the boys right now.
Let's porn out and horn out with the boys.
The goon lair. We never goon anymore, man.
We don't goon anymore.
Can I ask you guys
boys.
A question?
Yes, I don't want to do this.
This go is mostly ahead. Directed towards to you.
Some sort of emotional.
I don't really have to answer if I want to.
What
please.
Sport could we play on a weekend that you would join?
Jeez,
archery.
It's hard because like most sports are like brutish.
I was hoping to talk to that.
Pin my penis.
No, you're not joining. You're not joining, Aiden. Snap out of it.
I feel like he's like, why do we play sports?
Why would you play sports? Fucking Kyler, school play sports.
I
fucking
involved. Like, remember Kyler and he would always fucking.
Close on your goon voice, then, Aiden.
You're saying Dota 2?
What? He has live-in braces. So he's gonna have it for the rest of his life.
He's gonna have one when he's 67 years old. All right.
Well, thank you so much. It's been Ludwig and the Gooners. We'll see you all next week for another Goon Sesh.
Gooners out.
Bye, Gooners.